Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcast Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Station. I'm Zoe Jones. Pitch Perfect star Adam Devine and his wife Chloe Bridges have welcomed their first child, a boy named Beau Devine. The couple shared the news on Friday through Instagram, stating that their son was born 3 weeks ago on February 16th. Adam posted a series of photos of the couple recreating their son's crying face alongside the caption, "Meet Lil Baby Beau Devine. He can be fussy at times, but we've already learned some great parenting techniques." Chloe also shared several photos of their son with the caption, "3 weeks ago today, our perfect little guy entered the world. I feel like someone took my heart out and replaced it with one that's 15 times bigger." Several of the couple's friends celebrated their posts, including Mindy Kaling, who commented, "Wow, OMG, he's gorgeous, congratulations," and Pitch Perfect actress Brittany Snow, who commented, "Unbelievable amounts of cuteness." Travis Kelce was spotted at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert in Singapore on Friday. Several photos have been shared on social media of the Kansas City Chiefs player enjoying the concert along with friends in a suite. Taylor has been performing shows in Singapore since March 2nd and will continue shows until March 9th before she takes a two-month break until the European leg of her tour starts up again later in the spring. Kelce attending the Eras Tour is a full circle moment after the NFL star attempted to shoot a shot with Swift at her Kansas City show last summer. Since the couple started dating, he has attended several of her shows, including Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Sydney, Australia. Millie Bobby Brown has clapped back about the comments being made regarding her changing accent. Many of the Stranger Things stars' recent interviews have left fans wondering if she's losing her British accent and gaining an American one. While promoting her new movie Damsel in an interview, Brown stated,
"But let me just speak to that real quick.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. So, I'm an actor. I grew up in the public eye. I grew up in America. I come to set and I'm an actor and I adapt. And so I want to mimic people. I can't help that when I'm around my fiancé, when I'm around people like Jimmy Fallon who have a very American accent, I want to replicate 100%. It. And now I'm in England, I want to replicate that."
She then apologized, stating, "I don't do it intentionally. I'm sorry if it offends you, okay? But listen, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best." That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Zoe Jones.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.